بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. اللهم يسر لنا أمرنا، واشرح لنا صدرنا، واعف عنا، واغفر لنا، وارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. Last week we spoke about التفكر, to contemplate. This week we're going to talk about التذكر, the remembrance. يقول المولى عز وجل وما يذكر إلا من ينيب. And the only ones who have remembrance, تذكر, the one who has the inaba, meaning once you reach the level of inaba, you do the تذكر. يعني what is التذكر? Is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why here it comes after Ibn al-Qayyim said rahimahullah, according to al-Imam al-Harawi, التذكر فوق التفكر لأن التفكر طلب والتذكر وجود. Did we speak about this last week? Okay, good. He said remembrance, تذكر, is above تفكر, contemplation. Why? He said, because التفكر طلب. When you think of something, you're seeking an answer. صح؟ Because there are things you don't think about, you just do. And there are things, before you do them, you think. And when you get to the point, you start acting. There's a certain point when you get to in your thoughts, you start acting. صح? But there are things you don't think about. Oh, water, you just get up and drink water. But if the water is not reachable, you start thinking how to get water. Hot summer, the air conditioning is not working. You in your room and you want water. You start thinking, but the water is not cold, I don't have any water in the fridge. You start thinking how to get cold water. But if there is water available straight in the fridge, you don't think, you just go to the kitchen and grab the water. صح? So at tafakkur, that means what? You're seeking something. He said at tafakkur is better. Why? Because the tafakkur you're thinking to get something, but at tafakkur you actually do it. The action exists, which is what? Remembrance of Allah, for example. You see the point here? He said here, Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, يريد أن التفكر التماس الغايات من بباديها. يعني what Al-Harawi want to tell you, that التفكر is to try to achieve what you want from the beginning step, as I explained to you, from the beginning. How do I do this? You think about it. How am I going to buy an expensive car? You said, okay, tomorrow I'm going to rob someone. How am I going to rob him? صح? Or you say, how many hours I have to work very, very hard, and what I need to do, and what I plan, and then how am I going to look for a car, and I'll get the best deal available? You're thinking about it. That is the first step. He said, أما التذكر is the outcome of the thinking. That's why the تذكر is better, because you're already achieving what you've been thinking about. That is why it's in higher status. And he said something beautiful. He said, التذكر, what is opposing to it? النسيان, forgetfulness. Remembrance, the antonym of it is forgetfulness. So when you're doing tadhakkur, you're actually imagining the picture in your head. You see? That is why remembrance, the action of remembrance, is reaches you to a level that now you are actualizing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your head. He said, while we talking that because later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to call the Quran what? Dhikr. So it's dhikr. What we do interpret the Quran as when we say, mashallah, the Quran is dhikr. So you need to read it because that's the dhikr. And a salat is what? Dhikr. Sah? يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Many of the predecessors said what? Salat. قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. When you sit in the tashahud on one side. You see? And some ulama said, no, it is actually in all your stages of your day, standing, sitting, and before you go to sleep. عَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, on your side. Different interpretation, but one of the interpretation of dhikr is what? Salat. So actualizing the salat in your head. The Quran is dhikr is to actualize the Quran when you read it, to start to comprehend it and understand it. You see? The Quran is dhikr, that means to understand it and get it in your head. Now, he said, what tadhakkur is actually derived from what? It came out as, it's born from at-tafakkur, because after you research, using tafakkur comes at-tafakkur. He said, listen to the ayat of the Quran. He said here, Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, that's why ayatullah, the verses of Allah that we recite, and the ayat of Allah they are, which Allah created, because ayat of Allah, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Listen, ayat of Allah, when it's mentioned in the Quran, it does not only mean the verses of the Quran, the sentences of the Quran. Ayat of Allah is also what you witness. He is the one who said, and from his ayat, that he created for you and from you companions, husband and wife. Allah called it ayat. Also he called ash-shams wal-qamar ayah. Sah? So there are ayat that you witness and are ayat that you read. He said here, Allah in the Quran called his ayat, the one that are witnessed, the created ayat that you witnessed, and the uncreated, the Quran, they are what? He called them, both of them, ذِكْرَى. تَذَكُّرْ ذِكْرَى. He said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْهُدَى وَأَوْرَثْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابِ. He said, we gave Musa the guidance, and Bani Israel, we made them inherit the book. Hudan, guidance, wa dhikra li ulil albab. Hudan, wa dhikra, guidance, and dhikra from tadhakkur, for the ones who have albab. What is albab? Al-lub, pay attention, it's more specific than aql. Aql, a Muslim and non-Muslim can have aql. A muwahid and non-muwahid can have aql, intellect. But lub is the essence of intellect that reaches the truth, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take with me, example, an apple, carrying in half. You see, inside of it, there is like a shell, contains the black seed. That black seed is the lub. And the shell, all of it, inclusive of the black seed, is the aql. But the one who has that black seed inside, rarity. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions, أولي الألباب إن القرآن now he's talking about a specific class of people who are so intelligent that can you cannot cheat them with this dunya and they understand from the Quran what not the average person understands. They're on a high level. So Allah is saying, if you are from these ulil albab, you will understand the message that I'm sending you in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Quran what? وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is what? Reminder, يعني تذكرة for whom? For the pious. The pious can... The Quran becomes a tazkira for them. What does it mean? Meaning when they read it, they actualize and understand the Quran. He said, the tabsira, Abdul Qayyim, it is the tabsira, is the machine of insight, is the mechanism of insight. What tazkira is the machine of dhikr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said about the Quran is tazkira, it means what? It is the machine that gives you the dhikra. So by reading the Quran, you are starting the engine of dhikra. And then the dhikra is born. Meaning when your intellect meets the Quran, the taqwa is born and the tadhkira is born in your heart. This is if you have what? If you are competent enough, when you look at the Quran, you can derive that message. He said here, قَالَ تَعَالَى فِي الْآيَاتِ الْمَشْهُودَةِ. Pay attention. Pay attention because he's going to divide men to three different types. He said, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ. And how many... nations we destroyed before them, whom ashaddu minhum batsha, they are far stronger and powerful than them. Hal min mahis, did you see him escape the punishment of Allah? This is what ayat of remembrance, meaning when you see what happened to Fir'aun and his people, when you see what happened to the nations of the people of old, you see and remember, did these people have an option to escape? No one has the option to escape of the punishment of Allah. He said, with this ayat, when you reflect at the history of people who passed you, he said, "Inna fi dhalika la dhikra." In this, in studying the history of people before you, there is a dhikra. Up to whom, ya Allah? We said, remember I said to you, you have to be competent when you look at the Quran. He said, لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ. To a person who has a heart. You say, if he doesn't have a heart, he's dead. No, he's talking about something different. لِمَنْ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Or he puts يعني the hearing while he is witnessing on the truth. What does it mean? Here Ibn al-Qayyim going to explain. He said, rahimahullah, the people are three types. A man, his heart is dead. Which is what? He does not have a heart. Thus, this ayat are not for him or her. That's why, akhi, let me tell you something. And this helps us. I give you this tip. If you feel your iman... in your heart, the iman, your heart, on one level, the iman doesn't go up and down, and you're struggling when it goes down, then you push it up, they say, alhamdulillah, I'm going to push more, and then it drops a little bit, and you're struggling up and down, and you are just one level, that is called what in, it's called what, flatline. The heart, stopped, it's dead. But the iman, when it pushes up and pushes down and goes and you struggle with it, that means it's going beep, 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 and it's working. So you should be happy when you feel your iman is dropping a little bit. Not that means you let it drop, because then you reach a flat line. I mean, you try to what? To struggle with it and bring it up. So it blows up and down. I mean, you have a heart that you're trying to sustain and keep it alive. He said here. أما الرجل الثاني, the second type of men, he said, له قلب حي, مستعد. He has a heart that is alive and ready. ولكنه غير مستمع للآيات المتلوة. But he doesn't hear or listen the ayat that are being recited. Meaning his heart is alive, he's good and ready, but the ayat is not affecting his heart. Here he said, التي يخبر بها الله عن الآيات المشهودة. يعني, these verses of the Quran that he brings, Allah brings your attention to the visualized ayat that you see, your heart is too busy with other things for you to contemplate on it and to have dhikra about it. How many times we read in Juz' Amma, in ayat about the mountains and the valleys and the creation of Allah, we just pass the ayat, yallah. And that's the bulk of the people is this. The bulk of the ones who come to the masajid, yani. They have a heart, it is alive, it is ready. But when the ayat comes, as it comes, it leaves. He said, إِمَّا لِعَدَمِ وُرُودِهَا أَوْ لِوُصِيلِهَا إِلَيْهِ. Maybe, yani, for what are the reasons? He said, maybe the ayat is not reaching his heart. Could be, I know the lesson is in English, with no disrespect, because you don't understand Arabic. And you haven't attempted to learn Arabic. So you hear the ayat, but it never reaches the heart. Why? Because you don't understand what the qari is going on about. You just enjoy the beautiful voice. And if he reads in the last 10 surah, you'll understand. Otherwise, kalam on tab khair. That means you need to work and push yourself so you can hear and at least have basic comprehension. He said, قلبه مشغول عنها بغيرها. Or his heart is busy with other things. So he cannot see the ayat because his heart, what? Is occupied. His heart is not in the right place. And you find, and this is, you find it in a lot of brothers. They're good brothers, sincere brothers. They love the deen, they love everything, but they're too occupied. So they don't have this time to focus. And Akhi, one of the mashayikh once said, it's not about taking short time for you to do things. It's actually to settle down and be able to do it. How? Example. He said, look at the fan. Turn it off. It keeps spinning for a little while, then it stops. Sometimes when you are too busy, even if you try to turn your switch off from being busy, okay, I'm going to take a couple of days off so I can do this, so I can finish my Arabic homework before I go Monday back to the college. You took time off, but in these 2 days, your heart's still spinning. You haven't stopped it. You haven't taken the time to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You haven't taken this holiday where actually your fan has stopped and now you can focus. Everything is done is on the run. Everything is quick bite. There is vitamins in quick bites, you know, that, you know, you get a chicken burger, it's good, still there's some protein in it, some still, I know there's a lot of garbage, but there is some good in it. Otherwise, you know, you would have died. But there's some good in it, صح? But it's not like having a proper meal, what a anib cooked, or nihari cooked by grandma that taken 3 days to cook. Cooked egg very well. That is what, that is the meal that if, oh man, I can't breathe after this. صح? That is the taking their time with it. The third type, رجل حي القلب مستعد. A man, حي القلب, his heart is alive. Ready, تليت عليه الآيات. The verses are recited. فأصغى بسمعه. He listens with his ears. وألقى السمع. And he, ألقى is to throw his, all his attention. He threw all his attention at what he is hearing to capture. وَأَحْضَرَ قَلْبَهُ And he brings his heart forward to understand and comprehend. That is whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He said, وَلَمْ يُشْغِلْهُ بِغَيْرِ فَهْمٍ مَا يَسْمَعْهُ فَهُوَ شَاهِدُ الْقَلْبِ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ Meaning your heart is witness. So your heart is not busy with anything else. Your heart is full attention to what has been recited. That is the person who maximizes on the ayat and he has the tadhakkur, subhanallah. He said, the first one is like a blind person who doesn't see. Huh? The second one is like the one who sees... But his eyes are one direction. Does not look here, right or left. He said the third one is the one, yani the second one is the one who yani he has a vision, he can see, but he is short-sighted. And he needs glasses, he needs something to be able to see. Without glasses, you can't see very well. So this person, just squinting, I don't know, I can't get this. Sah. He said, as for the third one, he is basir, he can see, but he focuses on what he's seeing, to see it in every word, in every details. And not only that, he's paying attention with his ears, with all his body, he is trying to understand what is in front of him. He said, قال صاحب المنازل الهروي رحمه الله أبنية التذكر The structure of tadhakkur 3. Pay attention because this, what I'm going to tell you is the problem with every person. 90% of the shabab that are into this sickness. Pay attention to what he says. He said, the structure of tadhakkur 3. Al-intifa'u bil-idha. To benefit from the admonition. والاستبصار بالعبرة and to seek vision with عبرة or insight to seek insight with the عبرة the meaning of this admonition والظفر بثمرة الفكرة and to catch and grab and grasp the fruit of the فكرة he said هلا we'll explain. He said, الانتفاع بالعظة to benefit from what is being said. Whether it's in the Quran, or in the khutbah, or in the lecture. يعني to focus on what is being said. He said, how do you do that? أن يقدح في القلب قادح الخوف والرجاء. That in your heart, from what you hear, fear and hope, has to come into your heart. Second, فَيَتَحَرَّكْ لِلْعَمَلِ Then the second step, you move for action. طَلَبًا لِلْخَلَاصِ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ Why do you move for action? Seeking to be freed from fear and desiring to attain what you are hoping for. So you listen. Let's just say you're reading the Quran. The verses of Jannah and Jahannam come. In your heart, straight away, the fear and hope start to work. This fear and hope are the motivation, the fuel for action. But the action based on what? Emotions, false emotions, hype, or they are calculated to get the best achievement that will lead you to Jannah, which is what you're desiring, and escaping what you fear, which is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, second, istibsaru bil-ibra, meaning the second part, al-istibsar bil-ibra, to seek the inside with the ibrah, if one of you said, he said, what it means is the increase of your insight, meaning that machine inside you to look forward, to plan forward, He said, فَهُوَ زِيَادَةِ الْبَصِيرَةِ. It's not only to have a normal insight, no, to have high insight, which is by bringing full attention. If you just notice why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just watch the how he wants you to come to the masjid and the salat. For you can benefit from the ibrah. So you have the basira of the ibrah. Or come to salat al-jumu'ah. And that's what I'm saying. We all make this mistake. Let's speak about salat al-jumu'ah. Some brothers, they ask, when salat al-jumu'ah? Well, what happens? That when you say salat al-jumu'ah, they don't mean when the imam ascends the minbar. No, they mean salat is actually when he says, Allahu Akbar. Wallah, one brother, a few of them actually, they asked me, oh, what time salat Jum'ah in La Kimba and all of that? I said, wallah, it's 1:30, for example. They turn up 1:30 and the imam, they told me off. They said, we come for salat, brother. We're really busy work. Said, what do you want me to do? That's the salat Jum'ah start. He said, no, the salat Allahu Akbar. Yeah, that's wrong. Salat Jum'ah starts when the imam ascends the minbar. Otherwise, there is no reward for Jum'ah. You're only dropping the obligation. But the Prophet ﷺ doesn't want you to do that. The one who have a normal insight, basira, he says, I need to get the full reward. I have to go be there before the imam ascends the minbar. 1:15, I'll be there 1:10. So I know, yani 1:15 goes up on the minbar, then I'm there 1:10. So I don't want to miss the reward, because as soon as he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the imam, the angels close the book and they move away. Khalas, they sit down listening to the imam. Now, the al-istibsar is to do more. Is to do what the Prophet ﷺ did. To come early. Sure, the Prophet ﷺ, what does he want? He wants you to have a shower. Cool your body. Psychologically, it's playing game with you now. What is the game that is played? That you getting prepared. Yani, you're going, ma'alishi, wal-iyadhu billah, but somebody going on, he's invited to a big dinner. Formal dinner. There is a special code of, you can't turn out or turn up with a shirt and a pants or three-quarter shorts. No, you go home, you have a shower, you perfume yourself, you wear the suit and you put the tie and everything. And maybe a day before you went to the hairdresser, fix the hair, maybe it's bushy to fix yourself, wear your suit, put your tie and you go, and you make sure you go there half an hour early in case there's a traffic on the way. It's formal dinner. Maybe the Prime Minister going to be there. Who knows? Whatever. Now, there are psychological steps you're taking, preparing your nafs for that. Even the invitation for a formal dinner comes in a card with your name and maybe perfumed and a little card that is printed on a normal printer. You say, what's this, man? Chuck it. Here, Salatul Jumu'ah. It is, you're not allowed to work. You need to go have a shower. Then come walking, can't run. And then you come and you come to the first row and you sit down. You engage in ibadah. And also in the masjid, there is no talk, meaning you can't have a lecture before Salat al-Jumu'ah. Why? So the istihdar al-ibrah can be there. Because if I was to give a talk before Salat al-Jumu'ah, some people, their talk is very good. And the khatib is half-half. The Jum'ah loses benefits. Why? Because all the energy of focus is gone with the talk before the Jum'ah. That's why no one is allowed. You can give a talk, a lecture after Jum'ah, but not before Jum'ah. Shuf. Even to the extent that the Sahaba used to forbid at-tahalluq qabla al-Jum'ah, to sit in circles before Jum'ah. The only thing you can do is dhikrullah, read Quran, pray, whatever. Salat ala al-Rasul, but you cannot sit down and engage. Why? Because when the imam goes on the minbar, full attention, focus on what he says. So it's not just basira. Same thing coming to the masjid. Why the Prophet ﷺ doesn't want you to run to the masjid, even if the imam is started? Because you're running, you come. مَوَا فِي إِسْتِحْدَارُ الْعِبْرَةِ صح? How are you going to comprehend what the imam is saying? Today I was saying this, you know, I turned up early for an appointment. He said, man, you're 20 minutes early. You're the first sheikh who turns up early. They all turn up late. I said, listen, if I don't turn up early, I'll lose focus what I want to say. And if I have an exam at university, I'm there before even the door is open. I'm just sitting there. So I study there. Why? Because if I have to run, I'm going to fail. There's no istihdar. I can't focus. I have to be calm and relaxed and come early. And if you're running, if you're in haste, then you're not relaxed anymore. You rather miss than lose all. And that is why istihdarul ibrah, that's what's why it's there. That it is a level higher than the level of just having a normal basira. You need that extra. So everything about you can grasp this excellent meaning in the Quran. He said, وَأَمَّا الظَّفَرُ بِثَمَرَةِ الْفِكْرَةِ, as for you to grasp and gain this fruit of التفكر, he said, first, it has two fruits. He said, حُصُولُ الْمَطْلُوبِ تَامًا بِحَسْبِ الْإِمْكَانِ. He said, the first fruit you get, حُصُولُ الْمَطْلُوبِ, is to attain what is needed to the best of your ability. For example, what is the meaning inside this khutbah? Of course, some mashayikh, unfortunately, they go on the minbar, they speak 1 hour and you come out, even you try to pay attention, and in your own language, what do you talk? I don't know. He's all over the shop. The good khatib, that you come out of the khutbah, you say, he spoke about what this. There's only one point he's talking about. He repeats it in the 5 different ways. He brings all the adilla for it, and you come out understanding that point. Towards the end, he repeats all the point. That is from the art of talk, is to explain your point in the body, and before you finish your khutbah, you summarize it in one punchline or two, that the person who didn't understand half the stuff you said, he comes there, he said, that is what the imam said, that's it, one line, that is enough. But this khatib, 1 hour and a half, yeah. Takhilak ya Rab, what is he talking about? That is from not delivering a proper delivery for the khutbah. Al-Muhim, he said here, the first is to be able to attain to the best of your ability. The second, to act upon it. Also to the best of your ability. And this is very important. He said, وَإِنَّمَا يَنْتَفِعُ يُنْتَفَعُ بِالْعِظَةِ بَعْدَ حُصُولِ ثَلَاثَةِ أَشْيَاءَ. How do you benefit from the izah, from this speech, from the talk? He said, you have to have 3 things. And that is what we need. Wallahi ya akhwa, it makes my heart bleed. Listen, he said, شِدَّةُ الْإِفْتِقَارِ إِلَيْهَا وَالْعَمَى عَنْ عَيْبِ الْوَاعِذِ وَتَذَكُّرِ الْوَعْدِ وَالْوَعِيدِ. He said, to feel the need for this, what has been said. Second, to turn a blind eye on the mistakes of the speaker. The third, to remember the promise of Allah and the threat of Allah. Allah, this is so good. Wallahi, if we come out of this lesson today, the whole lectures of this, with these 3 points, you're going to benefit a lot. The first here, he said, you have to understand and have this in your heart that I need this. 90% of many of the youth, they go to the lecture or to the masjid, thinking the masjid need them. And without their attention or attendance, the masjid is going to collapse. That's why they're on benefit. That's why they come to the musalla and the masjid for 10 years, and they still jahil. Now, I don't mean jahil, he hasn't memorized the stuff. He probably memorized a lot of stuff. But jahil, he didn't get the point. But when you come to the masjid because you know, I need this. When you go to the lecture, I need to be in this lecture. But not only to know I need, you are in dire need. That shows you why people and shabab don't understand, even if they're not happy with the sheikh. Second point. We'll talk about it later. Even if you're not happy or you don't agree, but you need the ilm. And you have to go seeking the ilm because you know you need it. Put Sharia deen aside. I'll talk to you. How many of you go to university or went to university? How many, when you go to the course, to school or university or TAFE or any, there are teachers, you just can't stand them. يعني when you see, you start reading, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا. صح? You make, you read ayat al-Quran because you hate them so much. But what makes you sit attentively? Because you know, even though who's paying the bill? You're paying the bill. University, you pay the bill. Even now later. They still grab you by the hex and all of this stuff. صح? But you're sitting with a smile on your face. You're taking notes. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Nice. Why? Shiddatu, because you know you are in shiddatu al-iftiqar even if you are paying him. But when it comes to the shiddatu al-iftiqar, to the ilm, we know we're not paying the shaykh. And we're not doing him any favors. He's doing us a favor. Yet, we treat the shaykh as if we're doing you a favor to sit in your class. That's why you don't learn. That is why you don't learn. Wallahi, we sit under my shaykh. And we know what made us sit with him. يعني فضًا غليظ القلب. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aba Muhammad, إن كنت فضًا غليظ القلب لنفضوا من حولك. If you are فضًا غليظ القلب, they will run away from you. يعني the teacher, but because we know, we are in dire need of his ilm. So whatever happens, we're going to sit, even if he kicks us out. And we all know the story of A'mash. A'mash, rahimahullah, at-tabi'i bi allama in hadith. He bought dogs. And the students of knowledge are known. They are what? They are a big bunch of harassment. يعني. They all used to harass him. Come. Na'am. We want hadith from you. Because they wouldn't stop, he got dogs. And when he sees them coming, he let the dogs loose. And when the dog died, he cried. He said, what are you crying for, a dog? He said, the one who used to protect me from these guys died. Of course I'm going to cry. But why, even though he let the dog loose, they lose the dog and they come back again? Why, akhwani? They know the dire need they have for this ilm. Sometimes it's not the love relationship. It's not that you like a person or not. It's what is there that I can get. But I have to understand that I need it. I need it badly. I need it badly. And when the companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah, traveled for 2 months, for what? For a hadith. Not because, No, he traveled 2 months. Why? Because he needs it. He wants to hear it. He wants to make sure it is the Prophet ﷺ said it. Shiddatul iftiqar. That is, for you to benefit, you have to have shiddatul iftiqar. If you don't have shiddatul iftiqar, then you have a problem. Then you're not going to benefit. Then he mentioned the second. وَالْعَمَى عَنْ عَيْبِ الْوَاعِظِ. الْعَمَى, to turn a blind eye on the mistakes of الْوَاعِظ, the teacher, or يعني الْوَاعِظ, the speaker, the teacher, the shaykh, whatever he is. Why is that? Because if you're going to start, sit down and want to see his faults and his mistake, wallah, he done this. Now you are occupied with something that is going to keep you busy. What happened here? He said, لِأَنَّ النُّفُوسَ مَجْبُولَةَ عَلَىٰ عَدَمِ الْإِنْتِفَاعِ بِكَلَامِ مَنْ لَا يَعْمَلُ بِعِلْمِهِ وَلَا يَنْتَفِعُ بِهِ. He said, because the nafs, مَجْبُولَة, is mixed with not benefiting from a person who does not act upon what he says. يعني a shaykh is saying, ya jama'a, this is haram, and he does it. Now, if you don't turn a blind eye, you're not going to benefit of what he says. There is a point here, ikhwani. No one is perfect. Every person, whether he's a shaykh, alim, or normal human being, has faults and mistakes. Has things he adheres to and has things he doesn't adhere to. No one free from aib except the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you're going to occupy yourself, and that is become a trade and art today. Some brothers, every second or every post on Facebook is attacking the mashayikh. And طيب يا أخي فهمنا, the mashayikh are bad people. Get a replacement. What's your plan? Who's going to teach the people? You're going to teach, تفضل. اهدنا الصلاة المستقيم. طيب give me someone to replace the mashayikh. The Mashiach, a bad, who's the replacement? No, he wants the Mashiach to act, to speak the way in his tongue. That's not going to happen. But regardless of why, that's not going to happen. So what's your solution? Go smash the Mashiach on Facebook. That's my solution. They're all sell out. They're all dogs. They're all this. They're all that. He's got all the different names for them. And all of them kuffar. Now no one left, huh? By the way, no one escaped the takfir of some of the Shabab. Who do we learn from? If Bilal Phillips is murtad, then this guy is murtad, then that guy is murtad. The Shabab, who do they listen to? What, I want to mention more names. Who? Yeah, then Dawlad, Abu Flan and Abu Flan on YouTube. Mushkila. When, now, not one here, it doesn't mean to turn a blind eye that you don't give a nasiha. You saw the sheikh. No one is above nasiha. Any sheikh who thinks he's above nasiha, to give him an advice, that means there's a problem with this person. No matter who he is, no matter how high he is. Everyone is below nasiha, meaning the nasiha are directed to them. And that is why, for example, the ulama will, every book, there are things contrary to the Quran and Sunnah. Wrong. But we can't do without them. Like a bunch of Juhal back in the 70s and 80s, they wanted to burn Fath al-Bari. They said, oh, this book is a lot of bid'ah. You know, Fath al-Bari is the best, most popular commentary on Bukhari, 18 volumes by Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Because in some areas, in the names and attributes, he didn't speak in their tongue, he sort of made some ta'wil according to the methodology of al-mutakallimun. They said, no, this is the bid'ah, and we're going to make a public statement and burn it. Ya baghl. Burn it. All this ilm, the ulama, even including Ibn Baz rahimahullah, he said, whoever reads Fathul Bari and understand it well, he's got a license from me to give fatwa. Now, the brothers, they never heard of Fathul Bari and they give fatwa. What's muhim? He said, I give him a license to give fatwa. That's how important is this book. How can you say? And who's free? Who's free from mistakes? So to turn a blind eye, you know the sheikh is not doing this right. Khalas, turn a blind eye. And maybe give him nasiha. Because if you're going to get big or too occupied with the mistakes, as some people do, then nothing. Then the maw'idha will not benefit you anymore. Because you're too busy with other things and your nafs will desist listening to this person and you turn away. And then you fall into what is prohibited, which is what? Having no one to teach you anything and you think you can teach yourself. And then the shaitan sits and he becomes your mu'allim. Sah. Even Imam al-Nawawi beautifully spoke about the issue, أن تقولوا ما لا the issue, أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم. You order people to do good and you forget yourselves. Here, Imam al-Nawawi, and many ulama spoke this. If someone does not do something, or actually he does the contrary, can he give da'wah to this? Yani, let's just say, a shaykh that smokes cigarettes, but can he stand on them, and he believes it's haram, but he's weak, he's addicted, he cannot quit. Just an example. Can he go on the minbar and say, Ya jama'a haram to smoke? The ayah is applicable. أَتَأْمُرُونَ أَنَّ you order people to do good and you don't do it. Here in Nawawi said, if everyone going to quit enjoying good and forbidding evil because he's falling into sin, no one would lift. Because who's sinless? Who's sinless? No one. So, no one would do da'wah and the da'wah would collapse. He said, even if you're not, you're still enjoying good and forbid the evil. Sister doesn't wear hijab. She sees another sister smoking. The sister doesn't wear hijab and the sister hijabi smokes. Just an example. The sister who doesn't wear hijab doesn't smoke and she believes smoking is haram. She walks up to the sister that wears hijab and tell her, yes, sister, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are now committing haram, this is no good, this is, she speaks to her maw'idha hasana and all of that. Can that sister who wear hijab say, you're talking to me? Look at you! You're not even wearing hijab! No, that's wrong. That's what the Imam al-Nawawi is saying. If we're all going to stop enjoining good and forbidding evil because we're doing something wrong, that no one do da'wah anymore. We all collapse. That's why he said that, yes, maybe a person will be held liable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but instead piling the mistakes to two, abandoning enjoying good and forbidding evil and falling into sin, then it's a bigger problem. But at least you're doing one problem, which is what? Sin that you are falling in, which actually he said, in the long run, that will help you quit. You start istahi ala nafsak. You know what I mean? You say, come on man, I smoke and telling people not to smoke. How long am I going to keep up this hypocrisy? I'm going to quit. Sah. You see how? But if you say, khalas, I'm not going to tell the people and I'm going to keep doing it, then you keep doing it. He said, as for تذكر الوعد والوعيد فإن ذلك يوجب خشيته والحذر منه ولا تنفع الموعظة إلا لمن آمن به وخافه ورجاه. قال تعالى إن في ذلك لآية لمن خاف عذاب الآخرة. طيب, here he said, as for, for you to benefit from the maw'idha, you have to apply what? Al-wa'd wal-wa'id, to fear the threat of Allah and to desire the promise of Allah. Otherwise, if you do not have, as he said here, because having these traits in your heart, desiring the jannat and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will make you fear Allah inside your heart. And you will become very careful. The maw'izah does not work if it falls into a heart that does not fear Allah. So you have to have the fear of Allah, then the maw'izah works. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, indeed in this there is a verse for the one who fears the punishment of the hereafter. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallam, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرُ مَنْ يَخْشَهَا. Indeed, you are a warner to the one who fears the hereafter. He said, وَإِنَّمَا تُسْتَبْصَرُ الْعِبْرَةُ بِثَلَاثَةِ أَشْيَاءِ. He said, the ibrah al-istibsar, meaning you can see the ibrah properly with three things. He spoke about the benefit. Now he wanted to talk about seeing the ibrah, actualizing the ibrah. He said, بِحَيَاةِ الْعَقْلِ. Your intellect has to be alive. وَمَعْرِفَةِ الْأَيَّامِ, and to know the days. وَالسَّلَامَةِ مِنَ الْأَغْرَاضِ, and to save yourself from different intentions. We'll explain. حَيَاةُ الْعَقْلِ, the life of the heart, the intellect. Meaning, your intellect has to be clean. You think properly. That is why, ikhwani, the Prophet ﷺ advised that before, if you want to do Qiyamul Layl, if you're very, very tired, go to sleep. Because your aql is not alive. Your aql is half asleep. Then you end up making dua against yourself. Sah? So first you need to, your aql to be right and awake, sharp. That is why alcohol and drugs are haram in Islam. Because the aql is become destroyed and then you don't benefit from anything. Sah? He said here, hayatul aql, wahiya sahhatul idraq, wa quwwatul fahm, and the strength and the power of the intellect. He said, from the experience of the salikin, he mentions a little tip. From the experience of the salikin, meaning the one who walked this path, he said, you have to become addicted to this dua. Pay attention. You have to become addicted to this dua. Ya hayyu ya qayyum la ilaha illa ant. That will keep your mind sharp. Ya hay, ya qayyum la ilaha illa ant. You all remember it? Huh? Ya hay, ya qayyum la ilaha illa ant. He said about his teacher, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, he used to remember Allah a lot. And he said to me one day, these two names, al-hay wal-qayyum, they have a special effect on the heart because they point to the great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one time I heard him saying that مَنْ وَاظَبَ عَلَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ مَرَّ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ بَيْنَ سُنَّةِ الْفَجْرِ وَصَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ يا حي يا قيوم لا إله إلا أنت برحمتك أستغيث. His heart becomes alive. He's saying between سنة الفجر, you pray the سنة, and صلاة الفجر, يعني you wake up at home, the adhan calls, you pray the sunnah and you come to the masjid. Recite 40 times, يا حي يا قيوم لا إله إلا أنت برحمتك أستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم لا إله إلا أنت برحمتك أستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم لا إله إلا أنت برحمتك أستغيث. He said, if you continuously say that, your heart becomes alive and does not die. Subhanallah, the tips that the ulama gave us. Here he said, so, أما معرفة الأيام, as knowing the days, he said, maybe Al-Harawi intended, which your own days, when you start to start calculating your days and to know where you have reached in your life and how old are you and what you have achieved. You see, here he said, because with this you know that your life is what? It's going away. You're now 40, 45. Ya ikhwa, the year now is gone. We are in 4-4. 5-4. I remember clearly, New Year's Eve. I was sitting at home on the couch, by the way. Yani I remember. I said, subhanallah, look at New Year's Eve, because I was hearing the firework outside. See, subhanallah, it's already 4 months, Ramadan is around the corner. I still remember Salat al-Tarawih from last year. I still remember the days of i'tikaf, the nights of i'tikaf. I still remember the Qiyam. I still remember Sheikh Sa'd reciting. And Brother Labib, the days, and Sheikh Abu Ubaidah, you still, too. Yes, subhanallah. And before you know it, you're 45, 50. Your life's taken away. So when you know these days, it will what? You start actualizing the ibrah. When you hear about death, you start actualizing, you know what? Yes. Yeah. Today they prayed on a brother. A few days back on a brother. Yes. You see the brothers one after one, they're going. Then you start actualizing the ibrah. Say, you know what? Nothing really going to remain forever. My wife is not going to help me when the angel of death comes. No, my children, no, my money, no, my cars, no, my business. Nothing will benefit me except there's a few rak'at that I did at night while people asleep. Yes. That's it. Then when you read the Quran or you hear the Ibrah, it actually starts, you say, wallah, you know what, it's all right. Now, he said, وَلَا يَتُمُّ ذَلِكَ. And these two, the intellect and مَعْرِفَةُ الْأَيَّامِ إِلَّا بِالسَّلَامَ مِنَ الْأَغْرَاضِ, except when you protect yourself from الْأَغْرَاضِ, in the wrong intentions, meaning you stop following your whims and desires. When you do the actions, you do them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do not follow and become a servant to the nafs. الْأَمَّارَ بِالسُّوءِ. This is so far about this. يعني جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.